Do not engage in the unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action. Subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at the cause of the phenomena. In particular, object of three persons' mind. The eye. The aggregate self, the I aggregates. Also the happiness, the comfort, pleasures, the sufferings, the problems, and material possessions, surrounding people, families, and so forth, enemy, friends, and so forth, these things. main things, cause of them, these ones and the rest. look at them, like star. The reality of these phenomena, these cultural phenomena that I've mentioned, they exist. They exist, not they don't exist, but they exist. Exist, but they do not exist from their own side. They exist, but they do not exist from their own side. Truly existence, existing from our side, something real, existing from our by nature or existing from society, a true existence. Not merely labeled by the mind. The phenomena are totally, totally empty, completely empty of, of the way, totally empty of the way they appear, the way they appear to what's on hallucinated mind, and to that totally empty of the way you believe, and the way you use your mind, the way you use your mind to hold on to this. So it's the phenomena are completely empty, starting from the I, the self, this action, object, all the rest of these phenomena are totally empty of the way they appear to you. They are totally empty the way you, your mind, hold on to them. Believe them. The way you use your mind to believe on them, to hold on to them, entrust on them. totally empty of that. Totally empty of the way you believe on them. See. Totally trust on them. On the hallucination, holding on them as reality, true, as a real existence. It exists from the inside, you see. existing, say, by nature, truly existing, inherently existing. So, as it appeared, then your mind, we let our mind hold on to that, entrust on that, you see. So, it is totally empty. I, action, object, all the phenomena, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, samsara, the continuous, continuity of taking a rebirth, the continuity of this, you see, aggregates. caused by for the contaminated seed of delusion, cause of delusion, seed of delusion, imprint of delusion, you see, and caused by contaminated of that, and then caused by karma, the action, and the disturbing thought, disturbing, obscuring thought. So disturbing to your the mental attitude, you see, the mental factor, which obscures, which obscures your mental continuum, your mind, the body and mind, which obscures that, you see, which disturbs that, which obscures that, not enlightening, not awakening, but obscure that, obscure your mind. And which, so it disturbed in that way. So it's like that, you see. So, so karma, caused by karma and delusion. So I'll say this. So that's why I see the aggregates is the nature of suffering. So the continuity, of, say, taking birth of the aggregates, you see, so that's so what samsara is. What samsara is that, the exact meaning of samsara. That. So, so, yeah, so samsara, nirvana, the liberation from samsara, samsara itself, and the liberation, you see, from that samsara. from this samsara. And that, Bahira, say, and the everyday life, you know, happiness and problems, all that. So all this, so appeared to our hallucinated mind. please say. appear to our hallucinated mind. Oh, you see, they do not appear according to the reality. You see, according to the reality, according to the nature, which is the emptiness. which is emptiness. Empty of existing from their own side. Empty of not merely labeled, empty of, you see, existing, not merely labeled by mind. existing, empty of, you see, the independently existing, empty of independence, see. that's the reality. So anyway, what I'm saying is, do not appear to our hallucinated mind, which is contaminated of the negative imprint left by the past concept of true existence, ignorance. Past concept, you see, of true existence, the ignorance. So, so to this mind, which is the mind, you see. so all these phenomena appear, I say, not according to what they are, how to exist, not that way. It appears to totally opposite, completely opposite. see. real one. Meaning existing from a society. Truly existence. Independent one. Not merely labeled by mind. Like then, then you see. second. That's the first. Second. That's the first is the hallucination. Total hallucination. Second. Then, obviously, the, and then we let our mind hold on to this 100%. It's true. 100%. It's completely true. Oh, see. Again, you see, another mistake. You see, the biggest mistake. You know, you see, our mind where we're holding things. You see, regarding the phenomena. so totally trusting. See. This say, hallucination as a reality, as a nature, as a reality, see, it's true. See, regarding the which is a hallucination, but regard we use our mind to hold on to that's true. See, so so the the way the ignorance hold the object apprehend completely opposite to the wisdom, real wisdom. So wisdom, you see, totally opposite to the way the wisdom, realize or discover, see the this phenomena, okay? I action object, how the aggregates, all the the material possessions, material possessions, and then the the surrounding people, happiness problems, all these lessons, you see. wisdom see all this totally. You see what how the wisdom sees it, discover, realize, you see, that is totally empty. Nothing slightest exists from its own side. So everything totally empty. You see, even as there's no even there's no even a slightest, no, there's not even one atom existing from its own side. There's no even one atom in this phenomenon. There's no even one atom existing from its own side. You see. So, nothing of this phenomena never happened even for 1 second, from very beginning, it never came in existence, never exist from its own side, even for 1 second, from beginning, never exist. From his side, even for even for 1 second, never came in existence from his side. From beginning, it has been empty from beginning. The minute when it came in existence, it's been empty. The minute when it came in existence, it was a cultural phenomena. Then, by dependent cause and conditions, it came in existence. By dependent cause and conditions, came in existence. so dependent arising, dependent many cause and conditions, and by dependent on, so it came in existence, by dependent on many things, and then you see, by dependent on the base, which is to be labeled, base which is the object to be labeled, and then the mind which labels, which merely input the label, the label itself. So, but depending on these things, and then came in existence. this is not only the cultural phenomena, but uncaused phenomena, permanent phenomena, so all the whole entire phenomena it comes in two, permanent and impermanent phenomena. So caused and uncaused phenomena. So everything exists by depending on the base, which is the object to be labeled, which is imputed to the label, and the mind which is merely imputed to the label. So it depends on these things, it came in existence. So that, so the, so what? So what doesn't exist is the. what exists is a, which has a valid base, which has a valid base, which exists is a, which has a valid base. So that exists. And it doesn't receive harm from valid mind. It exists. If it doesn't receive harm from valid mind, then it it is exist. If it doesn't receive harm from absolute wisdom, it exists. So if it doesn't have, what doesn't exist is that if it doesn't have valid base, it doesn't exist. The phenomena doesn't exist. If it receives harm from valid wisdom, the valid wisdom, the conventional, the truth for the obscure mind, the truth for the obscure mind, this valid mind, which receives harm from valid mind, it doesn't exist. Which receives harm from the absolute wisdom, it doesn't exist. So that. So therefore, see, however, so the true existent I, the aggregates, hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, happiness, problems, so forth. The surrounding people, you know, so forth. So these things, which appear to us something real, independent, true existence, you know, existing from natural side, by nature. However, so this, you see, they receive harm from absolute wisdom. They receive harm from valid mind. They receive, they don't have valid base. They don't have valid base. So they don't exist. So see, just appear like that to according to our hallucinated mind. And then second mistakes, we believe on that is true. So so the so you have see while you're dreaming, you believe 100%. So see, so if you dreamed last night you become the president of the Singapore, or you become president of the United States, or not some other country, you see. You become president of, you become president of Nepal, president of Iraq, see. Anyway, you dreamed last night. And then you see, in the dream, you see, it appears everything so real, you see. So, so like that, so see, appear like that, but it's not true. Appear real, but not true at all. Then when you have mirage, you know, you have vision of water, but there's no water at all. Doesn't exist there. When you have mirage, you see that. When you have the same thing, when you have illusion, it doesn't exist there at all. As it appears to you. So that, you see, but there's an appearance of real, but it's not true. And so forth, you see. Not that. So, you see, totally, we let our mind totally believe. Due to ignorance, so the not having studied Dharma, not having studied the teachings on emptiness, not having learned the ultimate, not having learned, not having the wisdom, understanding the ultimate nature, you see, the ultimate nature, which is the emptiness, which is the shunyata, you see, pure by nature. so not understand this. So anyway, so, so total, say total wrong, total wrong belief. total wrong belief over everything, wrong belief. I action object everything. So what I mentioned before, total wrong belief over everything. This so this is how we have been living our life. So so, so this is not mentioned in other religion, not in Hindu religion. In any religion, it's not mentioned the real cause of the suffering. Why we suffer? See, why we're born like this? With suffering. So, real cause of the suffering, the root, is not mentioned in other religions, except only Buddhism. So that means, this is this. In Tibetan called Timu Tenzin Marigwa. Ignorance. Ignorance, Denzin, holding, Denzin, then, see, holding, see, holding, believing, holding, see, then holding, then truly existence. that phenomenon as truly existence. It is not truly existence at all. You see, at all in nature. But but holding while totally the object. Completely, totally empty of truly existence. Then you see, while the object completely empty of truly existence, then you hold on the it appear to see wrong, false, falsehood, existing falsehood, so that is appeared in a false way, in a hallucination, you see. Then believing, trusting that, you see. So then Jin, you see, holding on that true existence. So, so see. So the I there was totally completely totally empty of existing promise of sight, you see. Totally empty of that. I was the nature of that. And then you see. Then appeared, you see, to our hallucinated mind, appeared the wrong way, truly existing. Then you see, 100% hold on to that, it's true. So, that which is hallucination, you see, but totally false. That doesn't exist at all, but we let our mind hold on to this, you see. It's really true. See, this hallucination is as a reality. See, I believe that's true. You know, so which is false, not reality, but appear like that. And hold on to that true. See, the I appear that way. Same thing, the aggregates. See. The aggregates on which we label I, self, this and that, 24 hours, all the time. I'm happy, I'm sad, so I have problems, or this and that, you see. I do this, and I'm doing this, I'll be doing this. So like chanting mantra, you see, this constantly, here are this, other that. So anyway, then holding, see, believing, you know, real, real one, truly existent, you see, all that. So. So this become a root of samsara. So this is wrong concept, you see. Self-grasping of the person and self-grasping of the aggregates. Aggregates, you see. So holding them, you see, is there appear to our hallucinated mind, truly is there something, you see. Real one in the sense existing from our sight, not merely labeled by mind, even though it is merely labeled by mind, appeared not merely labeled by mind. So you see, completely holding on this, you see, according to the hallucination, you see, not merely labeled, even though it's totally merely labeled by mind, but believing is believing not merely labeled by mind, as it appears like that to our hallucinated mind. So see, So in short, you see, all this fella, yeah, you see, the I aggregates all the rest of the phenomena, permanent, impermanent, you see. So all this, you see. Believed, completely believed. We let our mind completely believe in this. You see, truly existent, the existing from the own side. You see, existing from the own side. You see, truly existent. You see, so see. it is. So, as I mentioned in the Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamnu Chemo, the extensive commentary of the graduated path to enlightenment. So at first is it. The nature of the phenomena thing, where to mention something like that. The ignorance. So exaggerated dotokwa. So ignorance exaggerated. You see, hold them as truly existence while they are not. Hold them as I as not the other phenomena, hold them as truly existence while they are not, while they are totally empty of that. Yes. This part didn't say, but I'm just saying, like the sky is empty of material form. Sky is empty of substantial phenomena. So like that, you see, the whole, in the nature of the phenomena, the ignorance. Then, then you see, then you see, so ignorance is exaggerated. You see, I know that this is true existence. That this is true existence. You see, this is independent. You see, not labeled by mind. You know, nothing to do with the mind. Nothing to do with the mind. Never came from mind. Not labeled by the mind. not besides that, never level. Never. not labeled by mind, but never. Labeled, not merely labeled by mind. Labeled by mind, but not. It is not even the mere level of mind. Wrong belief, completely wrong belief, over wrong belief, not only on the eye, but I guess, but over all the phenomena, over. Of all the many levels of phenomena, I say, total wrong belief, wrong trust. That's it. So this is the very foundation. The king of the delusion, king of the among the delusion, king of the, this is the king of the delusions. Then there are many other delusions, and that's on the basis of this, is there. False belief. On the basis of this hallucination, all this is existing from their inside, you see, independent, not merely labeled by mind, you see, projected by the ignorance, okay? So, the ignorance as exaggerated, projected. This is hallucination. Okay. So, the real I, okay, real I. So, very important to think to particular understanding or meditate. On that real I, truly accept the I, independent I, not merely limited by mind, so that then I can get them, so that So this, I guess you see that. So anyway, so here, so generally then, over all the phenomena, all the rest of the phenomena, so exaggerated, projected, the hallucination, the truly independent, all that you see, truly independent, real one existing from the side, all the, you see. So now here, so this huge hallucination of the eye, this okay, so I just then you see rest you see. The objects. as is mentioned in the 7 points of total transmission, you see, chanam milam tavasam, reflect all the phenomena like dream. So they talk about the talk about the meditation antidote to this ignorance, to this concept of truly existing. And it's a belief, full total trust on this, you see. what the ignorance believe the eye, you see. hold the aggregates, the rest of phenomena, see, truly existence, see. Existing from the other side, not merely labeled by mind. So that you see. Maybe leave that. I mentioned later that part. So anyway, first to get idea. So this, then, so ignorance exaggerated. Okay. So so what exactly? One is the projection. So the truly existence. See, not merely left by mind. Even though it's totally empty of that, you know, empty of not merely labeled by mind. So the way how the eye exists, how the I guess the rest of phenomena exists is only in mere name, merely labeled by mind. If though that's reality, so therefore the nature is the total emptiness. Of existing from the other side. You see. So, exaggerating. So, one is the projection. The first, after the mind, merely the eye, you see, then, next second is the ignorance by living negative imprint mind. Then total wrong projection. You see, truly existence. Truly existence. Real one, in the sense, existing from the own side. So, then, you see, the third time is let your mind hold on to that. You see, complete truth. So that's the ignorance we are creating ignorance at that time. So all of this is the ignorance exaggerated. Me label I and I guess matter in the rest of phenomena. So completely hold on this truth. So exaggerate like this. and then think how this beautiful, how this is beautiful, see, by thinking that attachment rises. On top of this hallucination projected by ignorance, you know, this is something real. Okay, existing from that. So, then you see one exaggerate. This is how this is beautiful, you know, nice, such. And then attachment arises. Then when attachment arises, it has its own projection. See. This is belief, 100% belief. This is nice, beautiful. Attachment is ignorance. First of all, there's projection of ignorance. The second time, the projection of the attachment. After discriminating how beautiful this is, the attachment lies. Then it has its own projection there. This beautiful, nice, you see. So attached on the attachment arises, it has its own say false view, wrong projection, say the view. So then, then how this is ugly, harmful, you know, exaggerating from that, and then anger arises. After that, thinking, your mind label, interpret this is how this is bad. You know, you put negative label. Your mind put negative label. This is harmful. This is bad. You know, you put negative label. You put negative label. Then you see. Then of course, there is. You put negative label. You see. Then you see there. And then that makes rise the anger. Then when the anger rises, anger has its own wrong view. It's own projection, then bad. You know, this is bad. It has its own projection, mental fabrication. Is a projection. It's bad. So when each delusion arises. Pride, whatever it is, each delusion arises, jealous mind, it has its own wrong view, projection. Understand? So everything is built. So you see, on the basis of the first hallucination, projection, by the ignorance, the truly existence, appearing real in the sense not merely labeled by mind or Dawa. So projection by ignorance, mental fabrication by ignorance, decoration by ignorance. So everything built on this basis. So like we have a ground. So you lay the foundation ground, you see, like that. Then on that you build a house. First floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor. So you see, the views, wrong views of many delusions build a projection on the trauma, you see, like that. So many stories. So see, 10 story, 15 story. This is 7 story, right? Here, Amitabha Buddha Center. 7 story. So in the So that's it. Many wrong views, you know, projected on that, you see, on the basis of what the basis of truly existent, the false view projected by ignorance, then many other wrong views build up, you see, each delusion arises. So the so in the reality which is not true. All those not true, see, what project by each delusion, you see, on the basis of what is believed by ignorance, okay, project by view, what is project, say, hallucination, what is project, truly existing, what is projected by ignorance, see, everything built on that basis, on that false views, everything built, okay, so every view of every view of what is believed by each wrong concept. So that means what they believe is not true. What view what they projected is not true. So that so it's false. So that's why that's the wrong concept. That's why the delusion. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa said, I meditated has a long, but so then Lama Tsongkhapa says that, and you see, so the nature of phenomena, ignorance, you see, exaggerated, okay? Then, after that, exaggerated, you see, beautiful diseases, then attachment rises. How harm, how bad it is it? And then anger rises, I see. So, yeah, and then it says that, so it says that, conclusion says, so therefore, you are ever, shinyul, tetake shinyul, sun chunga nuwa indes. So, you are, therefore, you are able to realize object of the belief. You see, the what object of the what ignorance of belief, you see, the way the ignorance of belief. So, shield. You see, you are able to realize it's empty. Your tormentation through by learning Dharma, mental emptiness. So, you are able to realize the object of the object of ignorance. That is singular, you see, those ignorance and those delusions, see. You have to realize what they believe. totally empty, total non-existent. You have to realize that. So you know what yin is. So see, sorry, I don't remember the last part. So that means you see, you are able to realize the you see, object of the belief, these delusions, you see, ignorance, and the anger attachment, you see, what they believe, you see, do not exist, okay? And you are able to realize that. So that means, that is the very, 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 very basic reason. Oh, that's why you can achieve liberation. You know, that's why you can achieve liberation. this is not talking about women liberation or this, you know, this common thing in the world. You see, liberation, this liberation, that liberation. No. Not that one. So maybe not so much in Singapore. There's not so much in Eastern countries about women liberation, but it's more the West. Germany or many Western countries. More of that. So however you see, because you're able to realize that I see you soon chung never in this. So because you're able to realize the these objects, these beliefs, these delusions, non-existent. You are able to realize them non-existent as it is non-existent, not something which exists. Then, you see, not something which exists, which exists. Then you have then you realize non-existent is not that. That's wrong. That becomes wrong. That becomes your further nihilism, which exists. Then you see, you believe that doesn't exist, you see. There's no way to discover. With something which exists, how can you discover non-existent? While something which exists, how can you discover non-existent? That's, if you're believing that, it's nihilism. So you see, so something which is totally non-existent, okay? Which is totally non-existent, all that you discover. Because that, then you are able to eliminate, you can cut, able to eliminate that wisdom, you are able to eliminate the ignorance, the root, the root, you see, which causes to rise, you know, all the other negative emotional thoughts, the deepens mind, ignorance and attachment, ignorance and karma and dharma, all other delusions. The six root delusions, 20 secondary delusions, and then with the ignorance, anger, attachment, there's a way of the 84,000 delusions, there's a way of counting, but I don't remember now. Get them legitimately explained recent time, last year, I think, the Abhatanga College, when we were receiving all transmissions, the rare teachings. So, anyway, because you see, you're able to realize, it's like a shield, these delusions, what they believe, you see, do not exist, the objects, you see, do not exist as they do not exist at all. See, that's the truth. So, then you see, you are able to, because of that, and then you are able to achieve why ascendant being can achieve liberation from samsara, you see, from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause the karma delusion. Why we can achieve liberation. So that, this and that. So see, so when you're able to realize this, you see, objective ignorance of total non-existent, as a total non-existent. So when you're able to really discover that, then you achieve full trust. You can definitely achieve liberation from samsara. You see, liberation from this, from your samsara. You see, this. You see, continuity of taking birth of the aggregate, you see, from life to life. So, and then, because that, then you see, I experience all the sufferings of human beings, you know, suffering of rebirth, old age, sicknesses, suffering of death, you know, unable to find, say, desirable objects, what desire want, unable to find, be huge suffering. And then, if you found, you can't get satisfaction with huge suffering, that from where many problems of life rises, you see. So, engaging in the tenant virtue, killing, stealing, all that sort of thing, then telling lies, all those things, all problems in life, you see, comes from that dissatisfaction, you know. And if you find desire object, and then if you find you can't get satisfied, all that. So the, then suffering, see, not necessarily meeting the undesirable object. Suffering, I guess. So all the human beings suffering counted, you see, in eight numbers. So that then the Sura. Sura, you see, those devas, then they measure suffering, five signs of death. So they have sense pleasure, wealth, you know, 100,000, millions of times, much more than very developed human world. You see, devas have 100,000, millions of, you see, the sense of pleasure, wealth. All of that, you see. So they live totally, you see, completely destruction. Complete destruction. Not realizing how samsara is nature of suffering. And not realizing how samsara pleasure is only nature of suffering. Not realizing this. Believe it, total believe in total, you know, happiness, you see, pure happiness, real happiness. Oh, it is. So you see, so constantly, even they live for, human year, like billion, zillion, trillion, how long they live, you know, they live, but life completely in hallucination, distraction. Like the like you see sometimes the spirit, you know, spirit is illusion you. When spirit wants to harm you, then you get your mind get illusion to see. So the actually cliffs. It's a very high cliffs on the mountain. Like that, you see. But then the spirit makes you to see, you know. There's a road, there's a very wide road all the way through. Then you run on that because you have this hallucination. Didn't realize spirit, you see, illusion to you. You have no idea. So then you have this behavior. The spirit forces you, see, or spirit possessed in you. However, you have this hallucination, then you follow that. So that, and then in very short time, you see, so then you see, you feel very high cliffs or the wall. So you see, taken in the very difficult places, difficult to find. However, then you see, then, you die, so that is Anyway, so like that example. You see, the Sura, Asuras, their life. Those are gods, the older god, their life. like the person who's possessed by spirit, total hallucination. But actually, there's incredible danger, you see, running over the cliffs, you see. So then, the damage kill. so whole life totally attached. That. Then you see, it only become so. The how many billion, zillion, trillion years they live, so all become cause of the lower realms, you know, with the full attachment, enjoy those. Some sort of pleasure, unbelievable, some sort of pleasure. It becomes only, so reality only becomes cause, only creating cause to be born in the lower realms because of the attachment. You see, there's no pure motivation experiencing these pleasures, you see, like Bodhisattva, to benefit for sentient beings, it doesn't have that. And there's no renunciation of samsara, knowing how samsara pleasure, natural suffering. So it doesn't have that. If they have that, then it doesn't become cause of the lower realm. It doesn't become the karma. So if they are bodhicitta, then enjoy all these asanas pleasures. It only become cause of happiness for other sentient beings. Benefiting sentient beings, enjoying this sense pleasure, but not. And there's no right view. There's no, total ignorance, there's no right view. If there's a right view, then all the enjoyment becomes antidote to samsara, antidote to samsara, ignorance. You know, it all becomes a means to cut the ignorance, root of samsara, you see. And this, the antidote to the delusion karma. So it doesn't mean cause of samsara, it becomes cause to achieve liberation. So the motivation of life doesn't have renunciation, but it's the right view. So it doesn't have even renunciation to that life. You see, to that life, the pleasure, you see. So only attachment to that life happiness. So therefore, the whole entire life, how many billion, zillion years, trillions of them, they live their life, however, every single day activity become only cause of the Lord's will. So, so it's very sad. It's the very, very sad. No matter how much wealth they have, or whatever amazing is, millions, you know, 100,000s, millions of times greater than most developed human country. So most developed human country compared to the devil realm, it becomes so poor, you know, unbelievable poor, you see, so much unbelievable, so much, so many other, you know, so many other sufferings. So you see, unbelievable poor, that, so the, you see, there's some parts of the world, you know, some countries, some parts, you see, unbelievable poor, you know, they say, develop, survive, and have so many diseases and so many other unhealthy things or their problems. So like that, you see, there's, in the world, there's some part of the, in the countries, there are, you know, undeveloped, unhealthy, so many diseases, so many problems. So like that, you know, from their world, look at the most developed human country. So I will, so it's very sad. Their life is so completely cheated, completely deceived, completely cheated. You know, like that, you see. So then, when that karma finished, you know, the born lower realms, Buddha, no opportunity, never met Dharma, no opportunity to practice Dharma. there was extremely rare not to meet Dharma. They don't have karma to hear from a guru, you see, to find a guru and to find guru, receive teachings. They don't have that karma. you know, if they have some devas, the tertiary realm or something, you see, then they hear teaching from drum sound. They hear teachings not from guru, you see, spirit master, from drum on the special days or something like that. So some devas just start. So it's extremely rare for the opportunity to hear Dharma. No matter how much wealthy sense pleasure they have, so their lives are completely like deceived, cheat. But not somebody cheat them, but their own mind cheat them. You see, wrong belief. Not understand. Yeah. The wrong belief, you see. The samsara, which is only suffering, and then the samsara pleasure, which is only suffering. That, you see, didn't believe, totally believe, wrong belief, real happiness, you know? Believe, you see, I'm totally attached. So, whole, how many, so millions, zillion years they live. The trillion years they live. However, how long they live? Life is completely in suffering. Even they totally believe real happiness, but the life is completely unnatural suffering. Only creating cause of the Lord's realm. So life living that. So when that karma finishes, then you see, to be born in the lower realm, back to lower realm from where they came, from where they, not a good karma, they were born in the devil realm. So going back then, so experience unbelievable heavy suffering. So, so the five signs of death, five needing signs of death, so they go through this. So normally the flowers they wear, don't dry or neck. Then that time when they experience signs of death, they die. Then normally they don't get sweat on the body, but they get sweat and the dust, dusted sweat. Then their friends Then their friends, you see, they don't come nearby. They, you see, they pass flower to them. You see, they put the flower on the long stick, very long stick. Put the flower there, then you pass from long distance. So the friends, normally they go in the park, play, you see, all the time. So that they want the experience and signs of that. All this change happens, which normally which never happens. So then all this change happens. Signs of the signs of that. So then, the friends, you see, so long, you know, they enjoy, you know, playing, to having enjoyment in the beautiful park like that. So in that time, they will come near to you. they pass flower by put on the, the chip on the tip of very long stick, so that so then because they can see that time what was their past life and where they are now, where they are going to be in the future. Due to karma, so they can see past future. You see, they are, where they are going to be born. So lower realm, so they have a, so even human realm or the Lord. So as I mentioned before, also, so that so they get so can unbelievable suffer upset. So the for example worldly people, extremely worldly people, you know. So they unbelievable worry, fear, you know, they're becoming, becoming poor, you see, no wealth, poor. So unbelievable worry, fear, you see. then always, you see, dissatisfaction that, you know, no matter how much you have, you're not never satisfied. You always want more, until you die. So it's like, it goes like that. Your effort, full, whole life is spent, you see, to gain more, no matter how much you have, you see. Even you have wealth for, that covers for many, to live for many lifetimes, but you're still not satisfied. Want more, want more, want to be more rich than other people, and you want to be the top. You see, you want to be the top millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire. If you become millionaire, it's not enough. You need to become billionaire. And if you become billionaire, it's not enough. You need to become zillionaire. If you become zillionaire, not enough. You need to become trillionaire. Then whatever the number is outside, after that, I'm not sure. So anyway, so if it, there are many more sufferings planned in the text, but however, Buddha. But how we, what I explain now, if you think that, suras, their life, say, their life is completely false. Can you imagine? Completely false. You see, they, what they're seeking is happiness, but all their action every day, every second, is completely. What they engage is their cause to be a samsara, Lord, a particular Lord realm. So, so the what Nagarjuna explained in Julgaland, the sitting, writing to the friends that. Shitting. So that's very good teaching there, you see, about meditation, you know, about how there was sort of suffering. Like, they might completely say, total wrong belief, say, or this, you know, enjoyment. But whatever enjoyment they have, it's because motivation, total attachment. So then, whatever the it's then the experience, the result of that is the such a hell realm, you know, such a hell realm. You see, this see, So they enjoyment is the pleasure. Is it? Then the the girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the the so for this the the you know the motivation is totally the delusion that has been to say, not with compassion, not with wisdom, and not with the realization to say, not with the three principles by path enlightenment, not with tantra realizations. So the total attachment is a total wrong belief is this pure happiness, okay? Real happiness. The impression that then as a result in the lower realm, then you see the neighborhood hell realm, shamari dongbo, you see the your loved one call from the on top of the tree, and you try to go up there, then all the tree branches go through the body, and then you see the copper or the iron dogs, they come to eat from the bottom, from backside, and then the front, the eagles fly around, and then they take away your eyeballs. While the branch of the tree went through the body like a sharp. so you suffer to get on the top of the world, your loved ones calling. Then even finally you reached there, then your loved ones were calling down below the tree. Your loved one, even you reach on top of the tree, then your loved one call you to come down at the tree, took down below the tree. You're called to come down by your loved one. then again you start down. Then again the leaves, the branches, you say, go up. Before down, but now up. Then I can go through the body. So, unbelievable. but this is not the main measure of health realm. This is the neighborhood health realm. Shamari Dongbo, So anyway, I'm just giving this one, it was just one example. Result of what we experienced there, all the pleasure with this mistakes with the motivation. Just total attachment. You see, looking at the pleasure as real happiness, but which is suffering. You don't realize suffering. If you realize suffering, there wouldn't be attachment to that. You see, and then looking at real pleasure, you see, so that being totally attached to that, so there shedding very nice. That's a very good meditation. That text is in the Lamrim, you see, quoted to shedding, writing with a friend. you see, there's very good meditation on the how the samsara pleasure is, natural suffering. So it talks about the result, the suffering what you experience. So that's it. by my mentioning this, you can feel compassion to them. By my mentioning the surah asura, you see the suffering, the signs of death. I mean, it's not signs of death. Even the normal life. I was talking to the normal life. So you can see, you can get compassion to them. Their lives is a total hallucination. No idea what's going to happen to them after this life. What is the result of their attachment, their life activities, all this enjoyment, you see. only lower realm suffering. They have no idea of that. So I say the so see So see. So it is similar. I give another example. For the fish, you see, for the fish, oh, they see there's a food, you see. Oh, worm is moving, you see, like this, on the hook, you know. Oh, they see the fish, oh, there's something to eat there. There's something to eat. There's some food there, you see. Those they get excited, you know. They say, run toward that. They run toward that. You see, then that's it. They get caught. You see, you run, they got food, wow, run toward that, you see. That's totally different thing. There's a completely, totally different thing, you see. So, I should another chanting there. So, came there. Oh, there's completely something else. Not the one what you believed, not the one what appeared, what you believed before. Oh, not that one. Oh, completely caught. Unbelievable pain. You try to run away, you can't. You try to run away, cannot run. Completely caught. Even before conscious left, you see. Your body cut into pieces, or you see, of that. So how you are, you see, sliced, you see. How you are, you see. So you see, like that. Another example, you see. Deva realm, which has some sort of pleasure, is a comfort, you see. 100,000, million times. Then human, most developed human country. You see, but, you see, so, which is only suffering, but you see, total, believe the real pleasure, and, I say, total attachment, you know, to that. By thinking that real happiness, then total attachment, that. So, you see, everything become a cause of the Lord realm, you see. No matter how many billion, zillion, how many years they live, you see. Trillion years, however they live, however. Like that. Life is like that. So there's nothing good, future. So like this, this fish, you see. Oh, there's some worm, they're moving. Oh, now I need food. Excited, just run for that. And then what? Oh, then finish. Then your life completely something else. Oh, then like this, flies, those who see the butterflies, they see fire, and they run into that, you see. The flies, they see the, you know, candle fire, butter lamp, or oh, this is something very beautiful, something attract. They run toward that, finish. Oh, once they run toward that, because they, by following their attachment, you see, suddenly whatever they see, people, say, no idea at all what's going to happen there if you went there. No idea. Only something very fantastic, you see. Run there. Oh, then burn, die, you see. No, you see, body completely wrapped with the hot butter or the hot liquid, the candle. So anyway, so just like that, exactly the life, you see. So there are many things, you see. There's a story of cannibals, you know. The story in the commentary of the 8 Mahayana precepts, if you have read. So the cannibals, you see. Cannibals, at the beginning, they become very kind to you. See, they at the beginning say, they say how they like you and you know how they love you and you know only throwing flowers to you, you know, painting. What do you say? Tibetan called throwing zamba, you know. to praising, you know, praising you. Anyway. So you see, I'm very sure, very kind. Then if you leave, they will miss you, and they will cry and stuff. Anyway, so you know everything is so nice, beautiful. Oh, then you believe to them, you will trust them. Oh, then you stay with them, trust them. Oh, then they will eat you. Then they will eat you. You see. So like that story. I mean, then and then. I think in the world, they are full of stories. in the world, you see, I just mentioned a few things, but I'm sure you can find them full of stories, you know, to describe about samsara, okay? To describe about samsara, you know, to say, to mention how samsara is the nature of suffering, see. The how your wrong concept, delusion, attachment cheats you, and how ignorance cheats you. So there's all the delusions, how they cheat you completely, you know. So this is how the attachment does, you see, cheat you. So the world is full of the example like that. So you see. So I'm just other examples to see the how the devil realm, you see, unbelievable world and sense of pleasure, but life is totally cheated, completely hallucination cheated, you see, by the attachment, okay? Root ignorance, totally cheated. So see, like this examples. So you should find many examples like this. When you meditate, you see shortcomings of attachment. Samsara is natural suffering. You know how samsara pleasure is natural suffering. So find many examples like this. You write down in your notebook. So then you see. Boom. Your meditation, see, to realize how samsara is natural suffering, and samsara pleasures are natural suffering, by being attached to that, by being attached to that, you see, what happens to you, what suffering you encounter, and the image of suffering. So that, anyway. So you see. So anyway, so now here you can feel compassion to them. Suras, you see, asuras. You have compassion. Compassion for wealthy people, you know. Even here in this world, you can have compassion to them. You know, not understand Dharma, you know. No opportunity to practice Dharma. So many reasons, you see. Even though Dharma exists in the world, devas, not like that, but here in the human world, Dharma exists, yes. In the country, it exists. In the country, in your country, it exists. You know, exists, and you can learn. But that's not happening. So, different from deva realm, you see, that they don't have like that. You know, to receive teachings from you see, from the holy beings, they say, to receive teachings like receive here, through here in this world, people can receive teachings from Sri Dalai Lama, from many unbelievers. Qualified great masters, you know, great holy beings, so many in this world, you see, it's just people do not have karma, don't have karma to meet these lamas or to receive teachings, they don't have karma. You see, they need their happiness, but they don't have karma to create the cause of this happiness. So, most people don't have karma. You see, most people don't have karma. So therefore, if you think like this, then you know how your life is most fortunate. Most fortunate, you know. Unbelievable, most unbelievable fortunate. You can't imagine that, you see. Even Deva realm, unbelievable world. All this samsara, but pleasure, but life is totally hallucinated, totally suffering. So that is it. So by this reason, very important life to not get distracted all the time and all these samsara things, not life to not get distracted, fully occupied by things. like the devas, asuras. So to not become like that, then really say to put effort into practice dharma in daily life. You see, to learn as much as possible, and to put say, no matter how extensive with dharma or philosophy you learn, but everything is condensed into lamrim. So when you practice lamrim, you practice all those extensive teachings. All those extensive philosophical teachings you are put into practice. When you practice lamrim, but the essence there. to realize how your life is most unbelievable precious, your life. And you see, this present human body, most precious. from meaningless life, then to put into meaningful life by practicing lamrim in the daily life. The essence of dharma, practicing the lamrim in the daily life. Maintaining that to have realization, see. So that's the main meditation. That should be the main meditation, you see. That should be the main practice in the life. You see, main practice. Then especially bodhicitta. So even though you have to have realization, like the, see, first renunciation to the life, then renunciation to the next level, samsara, then bodhicitta. You have to achieve the realization, see, like that, you see, step by step. But from very beginning, aimed, your goal is to have realization bodhicitta in this life. So then, when you have that goal, then you see, when you have that goal, then your life becomes best. So everything, even your training, your mind, the guru devotion is for that. I mean, guru devotion is to achieve enlightenment. To achieve enlightenment, you know, full enlightenment, for the benefit of each and every single numberless helpings, so each and every single helping, each and every single hungry, each and every single animal, each and every single human being, each and every single surus, each and asurus, each and every single intermediary, for everybody, to achieve enlightenment for everybody, see. So that the guru devotion, why practice guru devotion, guru yoga? So they see any meditation you do is for to achieve bodhicitta in this life. In any activity you do, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, is for to actualize bodhicitta for sentient beings. So it becomes a very wonderful life, very satisfying life. So there's a lot of satisfaction, you see, you achieve in your happiness, in your heart. So that's the way. So everything you do for that, to realize bodhicitta, So purpose of that is for to benefit for sentient beings. The ultimate goal is sentient beings, their happiness. So to benefit them, to enlighten them. So So if we are able to see, so one thing is to realize how we are so fortunate. I think it's so important to realize this one. You know, if compared devas, no matter how much of wealth, 100,000 times, a million times, much more wealthy in their life, comfort, so forth, you know, than most developed human country. but life is like this, totally, doesn't. Totally, see, the, with the attachment, totally life cheated, completely. Just for the short time there, you see, just for temporary, then you see, such incredible length of time, you see, to be able, goodness to be able, samsara, not only that, the Lord, you know, but an unimaginable length of time suffer. So, like that, you see. completely cheated life with the attachment. they believe this is real happiness, but it's only suffering. Like that, you see. Only suffering, reality. Yeah. So totally ignorant. That's it. So here you can generate compassion. It's not compassion to them. It helps to rise compassion to them. So it's a very, very important. And you say that then the so you see the hell beings at measure. Eight major hot health, eight major cold health suffering, then six neighborhood suffering, the ordinary health suffering. Then the practice, you see, then the unbelievable the tightness and disappointment and you know, unable to find food and drinks. So, can't find a drop of water, spoon of food, for hundreds of years, for thousands of years, cannot find a spoon of food, one spoon of food, even drop of water. So unbelievable. They see water, food from distance. When they arrive there, the belly is like mountains. You see, unbelievable, huge. You know, like very, very old men. So difficult to walk, you know, like that. You see, it's unbelievably difficult to walk. The body heavy. So like that. So that there are many obstacles. Even you see food, at the last, then to go there, there's so many. The common guardians, they stop you there. And so much difficult to walk. So then, you see, then when you arrive there, the food is not there. The, you saw water, but dried or mixed, become blood and junk. It fills with junk. So that there's nothing there. So always experience suffering of disappointment. Tiredness. And then like that, then even the drink is there, at least even you find, and then your mouth is like needle of the eye, so tiny, so tiny, like needle of the eye. So you see what goes inside. You see, unbelievable, tiny, very tiny drop. But your belly is like mountains. You see, can imagine. So all the obstacles there in your life. What is supposed to be not there is there. Then even tiny drop in the mouth, but the person who suffer most, they have their neck has knots, knotted up, one knot, two knot, three knot, like that. So it doesn't go in the stomach. So that's a great difficulty. Then if you, at last it went in the stomach, it become like, for example, you throw matches, you lit up matches, you throw the petrol, gas, kerosene, and that blend. See? So they even tiny, very tiny drop in the stomach, you know. So it burns, you see. So sort of that. So most other miserable suffering. So anyway, but that then experiencing outer obscuration, inner obscuration. Outer obscuration, food obscuration, the inner obscuration. That is some of this. Then the animals, unbelievable suffering of being extremely full and mute. extremely full, ignorant. And being eaten by another one. So, on top of that, being eaten by so many other animals, then they're eaten by also human beings, many other animals, and even top of that, besides so many animals eating, besides on there also human beings eating. So even those animals living with human beings, they're the human being look after, human being look after, but it's for their food. For human beings, food. You see, taking care, they are taking care. but that is for human beings themselves. See, so actually, taking care. Actually, not really taking care of the animal, but it's taking care of human beings themselves, because it's their food. So for their food, you see, so to take out themselves, then I use the animal, you see, like that. So anyway, so hot and cold, and then torture. How you see? So I'm unimaginable suffering all that. big ones, large ones like mountains, and. In the ocean, you see, whales, they're eaten by many small animals, cover the body and they eat them, you see. then they go inside the body and eat them. So, the small ones eat the big ones eat the small ones. So, it's the most amazing. So, therefore, see. So you see, so all this result of ignorance, you know, in the karma, not knowing dharma, not knowing karma. You see, the karma is the action, we see from what action result happiness, from what action result suffering, that is not known karma. And so we see. Ignorance. And then the three poisons of mind, ignorance, anger, attachment. So that you see. So all these sufferings there. Then the very root is the all this delusion, karma, you see, then the result of all these unimaginable sufferings of six realms, human beings, sura, asura, okay, hell beings, hunger ghost, animals, then it is a seventh of the intimacy. So those, the karma, delusions, the three parts of the mind, and then the very root, the ignorance. You see, very root, the ignorance, okay, like that, which I described before. So I mentioned this again. It's very important to remember. for taking refuge, okay? Then the lay vows, those who are taking lay vows, okay? So it's very important to remember this. I mentioned, introduce what samsara is before. I mentioned, you see. So purpose of taking refuge here, taking a vow, is fundamental reason is yourself, you see, to be free from samsara. To be free from samsara. Okay? By ceasing the cause of samsara, the karma and delusions, the three persons of mind, root, the ignorance, the total hallucination, see, how you believe the I. You believe the I which doesn't exist. You completely hold on to the I which doesn't exist. And hold the aggregates which doesn't exist, which is not there. So this you see. So anyway, so by ceasing this, then you are able to stop the the continuing from life to life, the aggregates, these aggregates, you see, you know, taking again birth, you see, by taking birth, you see. This aggregate, you see, continue with this aggregate, you see, going from life to life, contaminated, subject, contaminated the seed of delusions, the imprint, seed of delusion, the cause of delusion. Then this nyelenge, caused by karma and delusion. that's why the nature of suffering, pervaded by suffering. This aggregate is pervaded by suffering because these two reasons, and this aggregate is pervaded by suffering. Okay, taking purpose of taking refuge is general idea. Probably you think to be Buddhist or something. To be more serious Buddhist, you see, but you see why to be serious Buddhist? Why? Or the reason? Because to be free, liberated from this samsara, this which doesn't have beginning, you know this. This samsara, you see, the continuity of this aggregates, taking birth again, by taking birth, okay, been caused by karma delusion, saying which has no beginningless. So by knowing it is beginningless, because of that, we suffered from beginningless. So that's a very deep reason taking refuge. What we suffered is beginningless. Not from this, not just from this life. We suffered. You see. So there's a continuation of this, I guess, you see. Continuation of this, I guess, from beginningless. You see. Taking birth again, I guess, you see. Caused by contaminated seed of delusion, not the meaning of pervaded suffering. How this, I guess, pervaded. Then, caused by karma delusion, how this pervaded. How this is a pervasive suffering. This, this aggregate is pervasive suffering. So you see, pervasive compound suffering. So, not just begin from this life. It's beginningless. In the beginningless, we experienced. So we suffered. So therefore we, all the human beings' problems, all the human beings suffering, this world suffering is not the first time. all these wars, all these tortures, millions of people tortured at different times, history, this is not the first time. This is not the first time. So, this is not the first time. You see, that's whatever suffering happened in this world that people talk about. This is not the first time we experience like this, numberless times from beginningless. any happiness, samsara, we experienced. This, we think that this is the first time. No, if you succeed in $1 billion, you know, from the lottery or whatever, see, business. This is not the first time. We had that success numberless times from beginningless rebirth. One became king. One became king of the world. Let's see, countries, numberless times from beginningless. You become king of these deva realms, you know. King of these deva realms, you see. Numberless times from beginningless rebirth. Any samsara pleasure, nothing is new. Any, so for all these things, nothing new, we experience numberless times. We are born in the form realm through meditation, through samatha, numberless times. We are born in the formless realm where there is no suffering or pain, suffering or change, only pervasive compound suffering. We are born there numberless times. But the lack of wisdom, directly perceiving emptiness, lack of renunciation of some whole entire samsara, including tip of the samsara, lack of that, then we did not enter the path, and so path of liberation. So again, reincarnated again and again, you see, in samsara. So that, so all this experience, nothing new for us. We experience it from beginningless rebirth. Any suffering, any torture, anything that that we hear, people in the world experience, is even for us, is nothing new. We experience like that. So what they experience, even you didn't experience this life, but you see what you hear, what we see, other people experience. This we experience numerous times from beginningless rebirth. So this is how the nature of samsara is. So the purpose of taking refuge is something most urgency. You know how important it is. I don't know what to say. How to? I have no other tunes, chantings. Anyway, how important is it? So anyway, is the most critical CD. Wow, the most critical. So, you know, all that. So to take refuge is so you are salvation, to be liberated, by ceasing the delusion, karma, then to be liberated forever from this oceans of samsara suffering. Okay? This, you know, the aggregates, goodness taking birth, going to form a life to another life, caused by karma delusion. So, by ceasing the cause, karma delusion, then you cease, then you stop, you see, the continuity of the aggregates taking birth, okay? You cease that, you stop that. So, then, that's how we get liberated from the liberated from samsara, from the oceans of samsara suffering and causes. So that then you see then not on that, because here you see not on that it is mentioned on the ordination text, you see. Then to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. This you see, by Pujo, composed by Pujo Changgo Rinpoche, this is where Lama Sarache, who wrote this text, also mentioned that. you see, so it's taking refuge. It's not only just for your own ultimate happiness. First of all, it's for your ultimate happiness. So it's not on that, to achieve enlightenment, for all the sentient beings. See, there are numberless sentient beings. There are numberless sentient beings who are suffering samsara. There are numberless sentient beings who are suffering samsara. See, numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless sura, numberless asura, numberless intimate beings. So that, so you see, to achieve enlightenment, so that you can liberate them, liberate numberless of them in each realm, you see, from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. So, so now here, taking refuge, you see, reason. It's like limitless skies of reason, see, the purpose, taking refuge, you see. Is it connected every single other sentient being. For you to cause happiness to every single helping, every single hungers, every single animals, every single human being, every single suras, asuras, you know. So here, you are taking refuge. Is you see, connected. It's to do the happiness, to cause happiness to every single numberless sentient beings. Any sentient being, any insect, see, or the mosquitoes, or you see, ants, or any tiny, no matter how tiny they are, only you can see through telescope. See the, so connected to everybody. is it dealing with everybody? So that, okay. So feel that. So this is it, taking refuge. Okay. So it's not just kind of. It's not just sort of custom, Buddhist custom, you know, Buddhist custom. some rituals, you do that, and then you become Buddhist. No, that. Oh dear. So I mentioned that. So you see. Actually, I meant already, I mentioned already two times, but I think just especially those who are taking refuge, you see, we can get this. May not become clear to you, but some idea you can get will be good. So you see. So in the past, you see, the root of samsara, the ignorance, completely, totally wrong belief, what is I, what is aggregate self, you see, total wrong belief, believing I which doesn't exist, you know, which doesn't exist, you believe it exists. Aggregates which doesn't exist, you believe it. I'm not saying I doesn't exist, aggregates doesn't exist, I'm not saying that. But I which doesn't exist, then you believe that is total. You believe that something which doesn't exist, you believe you believe that. You see? And then aggregates which doesn't exist, then you believe that it exists. So, you see, so you see, like that, you see. Total wrong belief. Then you see with that ignorance. So as I mentioned, so as I mentioned before, you see, as I mentioned before, so this from this ignorance then you see then you see as I described already before the object what is believed by ignorance totally false, okay? which is not there, which doesn't exist at all. So the on that basis, then you see by discriminating, you see then how the attachment arises, anger arises, the different delusions. See, so due to ignorance, and then this. Deal with this ignorance, then those delusions arise. And see. So you see, like that. So then, motivated karma, left the negative, left, you see, left the karmic seed on the mental continuum. So it is said, going to pass into a school, left a mere eye. But however, without living on the cognitive mind, how can you live in a mere eye? However, so say, then you see, in the past life, so the from this. So evolution of this samsara is this human, rebirth. There's 12. What makes how does it make this human body, human rebirth possible? You see, how it happened? Then 12 dependent related limb. So in the past, ignorance and then the ignorance, and then you see the karma, the compound action, which is the karmic seed on the mental condition. So just before whatever the rebirth was, before this. So there happened a craving and grasping. There happened a craving and grasping. The attachment, you see, to this rebirth, human, the grasping, which is a stronger attachment to actual desires. And then with the karmic seed, which was planted on the mental kingdom, so which made ready to produce this rebirth, this human rebirth, which is called becoming. So, in the past life, the three delusions, ignorance, the very root, and then the craving, grasping. Three delusions happened in the past life. Then the two actions happened in the past. The karmic, compounding action, compound action. So, then, see, from the ignorance, that the living karmic seed, the plant karmic seed, on the, to receive this human body, you see, karmic seed planted on the mental kingdom. Then, whatever the past life was, near the dead time, then the grass will arise and make that karmic seed ready to throw this future rebirth, this present human rebirth. So then, now, this life, conscious, the principle conscious, the body and the mind, and the principle conscious, which goes from one life to another life. So that principle conscious, the mind. So there's six consciousness and 51 mental factors about the mind. So the sixth principle conscious, the sixth one, principle conscious, the mind. So that's what goes from one life to another life. So that the conceived mother's womb on the fertilized egg. So there's mental factors there called name, and then the body is form, name and form. Then sense basis start. Then you see contact. Then after that, contact with the object, you see. Then feeling arises. So all this already happened. Then birth happened already. Then all this old age happened already. happening now. Couldn't this happen? So this. So. Actual old age started even from mother's womb in the reality. like that. So what is it recognized the old age by common people? That you see, having wrinkles, white hairs, and so forth, all the signs, you see. so forth. So what's left now is a dead. So 12 dependent left limb. So therefore, yeah. So this is the evolution of samsara. You see, this present human evolution of samsara. very important to take, if possible. To take refuge, to have some idea how this rebirth came from impure cause, karma, and delusions. So there are three delusions and two actions. Okay? So, from impure cause. So, because it came from impure cause, from delusion, karma, you see. So, because of that, so that's why this, I guess, is impure. This aggregate is nature of suffering. That's why this body and mind suffers. That if this aggregate is not caused by karma and delusion, then there's no reason this body and mind suffer, experience problems. It doesn't see, there's no reason, so it doesn't happen. So only bliss, okay? Only bliss, see.
So only you experience happiness, uncontaminated, not caused by common delusion, see? So the everlasting happiness, okay? So that. So it is helpful when we get sick, when we experience sicknesses, you see, when we encounter problems, you know. So it's very good to remember, because you experience a problem because, you know, this experience is a problem because it's caused by karma and delusion. This came from karma and delusion, you see. Delusion, wrong concept. The ignorance, not knowing. ignorance in the... not knowing the meaning of the meaning of the self. The selflessness, okay? Meaning of the selflessness. And meaning of the... And the selfless person, meaning of the selflessness of the aggregate, not of that. So, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I. Not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of the aggregate, okay? So that, So while we are experiencing these seven results, you see the 12 dependent related limbs of this human body, while we are going through this, every day, every hour, every minute, even every second. So we collect, we create ignorance. Because not having realized the emptiness of the I, guess, so for the phenomena, not having realized the ultimate nature of emptiness. You see. So then, due to that, did that, see, then there's, you see, there's a constant, and also we don't meditate on emptiness, not practice mindfulness. So this way, there's a constant, you see, we create ignorance. Constantly create ignorance by believing we let our mind to hold on to this I guess you see truly existent, real one existing from much inside while they are not, while they are totally empty. So you see, so continuously we let our mind hold on to this truth, you see. So this false I, false aggregates, you see, existing from inside, not made level of mind. So so we're creating ignorance, root of samsara all the time. Not that we created root of samsara. Not that we created root of samsara. You see. In the early time, during birth time, in mother's womb, you know, special ceremony, you see, create the root of samsara with special ceremony, you see, or something, you see, like the marriage ceremony, like the marriage, you see. So in India, in their life, you see, in their Nepal, you see, the marriage is a big, very big thing, you see. Very, very, very big thing in the life, you see. I think the biggest thing in the life, you see, well, what is God? The marriage, you see. So, more important than enlightenment. then achieving liberation, you see, from, even if you are for yourself, liberation from samsara is more, much more important than that. It's not known, anyway. Not known, you know? Not known. So, anyway. So, in Nepal, they play music. When there's a wedding, they play music. See, the wife husband is carried in the carrier. Wife husband is carried. You see, then there's some people play music. any family, and then. Somebody who's a little bit wealthy, they go by car with the flowers. There were people playing music. So elaboration depends on how family is rich. However, so you hear these music. There's 1 year, I don't know which month. Many people do the marriage. That's the 1 month that you hear this music over and over, you know, at different times. Even one day you hear many times this music. So, and also you see the road. Then, what thoughts comes in my mind is this. So this is the first music. So when they die, when the body is carried, I'm not sure they do music or not. I don't remember whether they do music that time. When the body is carried, I don't remember whether they play music or not. Maybe not. So when I hear the music of the wedding, then it makes me to think next. Oh, next one carry the body. Next one to carry the body is when you die. The marriage time you carry it. You know? The next one when you die, then body. Of course, body is put straight and wrapped with the cloth, and that is a flower. Then carry it to the place to burn. So the second time carrying when you die. So anyway, so I used to think, this is the first time playing music. The next time is the when you die. You know, so there's so. So you see, 1 day, hour, minute, second. So, you know, we continuously create a cause of samsara. Continuously create a cause of samsara. You see, this ignorance, holding on this, I guess you see, while such I, and I guess, while it totally non-existent, and holding on to. then you see, then other points of mind rises and motivate karma. So, they leave karmic, karmic seed, imprint on the mind, producing future rebirth. So happens within 1 hour, so many times within 1 hour, within a minute. Wow, goodness, you see. Goodness, you see. creating cause of samsara to reincarnate again. So you see, start 12 dependent related limb within 1 hour. So start so many, you know, and within a minute start the 12 links, you see. Out of ignorance, create ignorance, out of ignorance, then this compound action, plant the karmic imprint on the mental rhythm, which brings future rebirth, you see. So that, you see, the within 1 hour, minute, so many, great work. So like that, you see, 12 divine related limbs started one day, so many. Like that, this week starts, so many, this year starts, so this month, this year starts. So many traveling we started, and this life, this life, can't imagine how many started. then we, from beginning life before this, from beginningless rebirth, we started so many 12 dependent related limb cause of samsara. We see, and not completed. There's so many. We haven't completed billion, zillion, trillion lifetimes ago. We collected. So from beginningless rebirth, collected. There's so many which we haven't yet completed. We start the 12 link, but we haven't completed. Finished. So many. So. On that basis, we're creating, now on top of that, we're creating every day so many 12 links, every hour, every minute, and even a second. So can't imagine. You see, you have to be reborn, you have to be reborn samsara again. You see, completion of all these 12 links, which you have started from the beginning, a little bit. There's there are numberless that we haven't completed. So now, on top of that, again creating continuously every day, every hour, every minute, every second, we start. So like that. Recently, Sinus mentioned, maybe in the West, or Dharamsala, or in the West, recent time also mentioned, this recent time, as was mentioned one or two times, you see, about this. So this is very good to think. So you see, we are already caught into numberless. Evolution of samsara. We already caught in numberless evolution of samsara. We are. So you see, they are numberless. We have to go through. You see, then, constantly every year, sorry, every day, hour, minute, we start, we say additional. So therefore, it's now becomes so. Now lambrum practice. Now antidote lambrum practice. Oh, now say, how that is urgent mindfulness in daily life. How that is urgent, you know, emergency, most important in life. Mindfulness, meditating, lumbering. Lumbering in the heart. Not lumbering in the scriptures, see, in the books, but lumbering in your heart. Let us see. The renunciation of samsara. So now the renunciation of samsara, how that become? You see, against three-pointless mind, cause of samsara, you see, the ignorance, renunciation to the cause of samsara, you see, delusion, karma. So, and the renunciation to the continuation of the aggregates, taking rebirth again and again, and explains all the sufferings, over and over, the six realm sufferings, any of them, again. So you see, so you see the renunciation become, how the renunciation become. Now here, wow, how most important it is. You see, instead of get attached to that, then you have renunciation. You see, now here you can see, instead of get attached, attached. So, you can see now how that is so harmful. You can see that now, so harmful. Oh, endless samsara, endless suffering of samsara. Oh, you have to experience it. Endless suffering of samsara, no liberation. You see, very clear, most unbearable, that, you know, the desire attachment, you see, to samsara. The renunciation of that, you see, become the, you know, happiest thing in the life, you know, the renunciation to samsara, you see. Samsara perfections, samsara pleasure, that. Now you can see how the renunciation is so important. The most important thing, you see. So, yeah. So the refuges, you see, for that. So, to be, say, yeah, so, to be to be free from the ocean, say, to be free from the karma and delusion, you know. You see, by actualizing path, you see, so if it's for that, then that way you become totally free forever from the result, endless suffering of samsara, you see. Endless suffering, samsara, you become free. And then now, renounce. Now the renunciation becomes so, wow, what the most important thing, you see. what need in the life, most important thing. Then you need the right view to cut the root of samsara. Otherwise, how much realization you have Sutta Tantra, you cannot cut the root of samsara directly. You cannot be liberated from samsara, you see. So, the right people, now the right people, unbelievable, most urgency, you see, to have this realization, to meditate on emptiness, can imagine. You see, to cut the ignorance which produces samsara. Which produce some, sorry, say, endless, numberless. So, the most important thing, you know, to cut the, to eliminate root of samsara, okay? The realization of emptiness, meditation of emptiness, mindfulness in that. So, you know, that becomes how important it is in daily life, mindfulness in that, you see. Whether you realize emptiness or not, if you haven't realized emptiness, but still a correct meditation emptiness, mindfulness. So not allowing your mind. So when you do that meditation and emptiness, so it doesn't allow your mind to create cause of samsara. You know, creating ignorance. You don't allow your mind to create ignorance when you do the mindfulness and meditation, emptiness. That if you haven't realized the emptiness, so then, then the bodhicitta, you see, that's, you know, so your life for sentient beings, what you offer is like the sun shining in this world, is like the sun shining in this world. You see what you can offer to sentient beings through bodhicitta. All the temporal happiness, then ultimate happiness, the liberation from samsara, happiness of this life to other sentient beings, then happiness in all the future lives to the sentient beings from your bodhicitta, then ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, the everlasting happiness to the sentient beings, then enlightenment, you offer enlightenment to the numberless sentient beings. besides yourself, you see, achieve that, you see, full enlightenment. So you cause to a number of sentient beings. So you see, with the bodhicitta, so with the bodhicitta, you become wish fulfilling. We become wishful to to numberless sentient beings, numberless hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, suras, asuras, in the midst of it. You become wishful, okay? To them with bodhicitta. The sentient beings have been wishful to you from beginningless rebirth. From beginningless rebirth, all your happiness, numberless happiness from beginningless rebirth. Okay? Now, future, all the future happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment. every single qualities of the Buddha, Bodhisattva, Buddhas, what you will achieve. Everything you receive by the kindness of numberless helpings, numberless hand cross, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless suras, asuras, enemies, helpings. So, they have been wish-feeling. Every single sentient being, every single ants, every single fish, mosquitoes, so, every single snakes. However, every single sentient beings have been your wish feeling. You receive all the happiness from them, from past, present, future. All the happiness you receive from them, from every single sentient beings you receive from them. So all of this, they're the most precious, kindest, most dear in your life. So now you have to become wish feeling. But you become wish oneself. Now one should become wish feeling towards all the sentient beings. How do that? By actualizing bodhicitta. So even if we don't have realization, but this is now, but you see, motivate. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, okay. So that's so tonight there's a refuge, and maybe those who want to the vows anyway. Okay. So. I think that's enough. So, about the motivation for that. That's that, okay? So, yeah. That is also general practice, you know, about life. So, you need to go pray.
is in black. Mm-hmm.
So we have a 10 minutes break. Yeah, make it a quick one. Okay.